No, you, you're not there.
That's right.
Ruthie, I'd like to call the meeting to order.
I'm sorry.
If that's okay. Okay. Reverend Thomas Williams with the Williams Ministry, could you come forward over here to the microphone and give our invocation and lead our Pledge of Allegiance?
I want to welcome everybody here tonight. It's a very special night, and it's a great thing to see the council going forward. It's a change of council, and that's a very important thing. We're here tonight to give praise to those who are leaving, and we're also here to give some guidelines for those who are coming in. With that, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be here tonight on this special occasion. Lord, we want to thank you for the members of council who are leaving, and we want to thank you for the things that they did while they were in office. And we want to wish them luck in whatever you give them in the future. And Lord, we pray that you give the new members all the wisdom and all the knowledge that they will need and this new task that you have given them. Lord, most of all to the new members, I ask that you give them the ability to make proper decisions, to use proper judgment, because they have a big responsibility, Lord, for the things that they're getting ready to come into. Lord, it's a great responsibility to be a city council member. So I ask that you ask them not to hesitate on seeking your guidance first, Lord. Because whenever they seek your guidance, you could not ask for any better guidance in the whole wide world than that. So, Lord, just give them all the things that they need to make this town that we all love, a small town, but it has a lot going on. So, Lord, just watch over all of us, watch over council, just let them lead and guide it your direction. Just remember what they've been given here tonight for the new people. It's a gift, and whether we all know it or not, anything that we get to use a gift is indeed a gift, and it's something that we should respect. So Lord, let us ask you now to lead them and guide them and let them do things for the town of Curie Beach that you want them to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand in our place tonight. Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we get started tonight, we have some special guests, and, well, I know all of you are really special, but we have some extra special guests tonight. Our North Carolina Legislative Representative, Ted Davis, thank you for being here. And some of these people have never been in this building before, so you have to really say thank you. Skip Watkins, one of our new Hanover County Commissioners. Harper Peterson, former Wilmington mayor and one of the greatest bosses I ever had when I worked in government. Harper, raise your hand. Former Curie Beach Mayor Mac Montgomery. And we have an entire coalition from Carolina Beach. Our new mayor over there, Joe Benson. Raise your hand. Okay. And woman every one of us know because she has been very supportive of Kiri Beach as well as Carolina Beach for years and years, Commissioner Leanne Pierce. And another one of Carolina Beach's commissioners, Tom Bridges. And a new Carolina Beach commissioner, Joe Dunn?
Dan.
I haven't met you. Raise your hand. I can't see you back there. Did I miss anybody? Okay.
The residents.
Yes, all of you. Thank you. And our department heads. Fire chief and new fire chief, is that right? Okay. Already did that. Oh, I have no idea who she is.
Judge Blackmore.
Thank you. Okay. Now then. Our consent agenda, any comments, deletions, submissions?
Yes, I'm going to recommend we make a motion to remove item number one until we can see the detail on the TDA marketing presentation.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, or unless there's anything else?
Make a motion we approve the consent agenda with the exception of number one.
Second. I defer to Jim since it's his last meeting.
That may be his last motion, huh? Okay. Thank you, Jim. adoption of our new agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
I don't care.
A second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, new business. But there's no name beside this one, so I guess Jim
that's
and
me.
I just
that's
talk about ourselves.
Thing. That's
then
good.
Okay.
Front and center, you two.
Okay.
Door unlocked.
Ladies and gentlemen, every 2 years, we have the opportunity to run again or not run again to serve our community. What you have before you is two people who have tirelessly given hours and hours of their personal time, and not for compensation. Not in this town, it's not for compensation, it's for love of the community. It's a lot of effort. When you hear the assignments today, you will maybe get a sense for the type of effort it takes. But I wanted to recognize both of them for their service. And this isn't just me recognizing them. It's the staff, actually the town. So Emily, if I can get it out, I would like to present to you, and it says, in honor of Emily Swearingen for her outstanding service to the town of Kiri Beach, Commissioner from 2011 to 2015, and Mayor from 2015 to 2017. So you have 7 years service from this. And Jim? Have one for you as well that says, in honor of Jim Dugan for his outstanding service to the town of Kiri Beach. Commissioner, 1999 to 2011, that's 12, and 2016 and 2017. So 14 years of service to our town.
Would like for the Honorable Rebecca Blackmore to please step up here. And if we could, you should have stayed down there.
Yeah, I guess I could, couldn't I?
Craig, and also John Ellen and Alan Oliver. Could you come forward, please?
As a judge, you don't often get to preside over a program that involves folks who have done something good. Typically, it's folks that have done something not so good. So when I was asked, as a Cary Beach resident, which I am, to come and swear in these fine folks, I was pleased to do it. I also know what it took for them to get here, and a lot of you in the office have gone through elections, and it takes a lot to put yourself on the line and go through elections and stand in front of your fellow citizens and say, please elect me to this office, and here's why. So these folks today have done that. They have won their elections, and they're here now to take the oath of office. So there's an easy way to do it. I can read it and then say I do, or there's a way that I think is more meaningful when I say the words and then they repeat the words themselves. So they've actually spoken the words of their office. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to start with our mayor. And if you will place your left hand on the Bible.
Left hand on the Bible.
And raise your right. And he has a special family Bible he's being sworn in on tonight with his wife, yes, holding the Bible for him. And if you will repeat after me, I, Craig Blazinski, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain the Constitution.
That I will support and maintain the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of my office as mayor of the town of Cary Beach.
In my office as mayor of the town of Cary Beach.
Wonderful. That's
special.
You've had the opportunity to watch and learn. Okay. Also, John has his family Bible and his wife to hold the Bible for him. I, John Ellen. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of my office as commissioner for the town of Cary Beach.
In the office as commissioner of the town of Cary Beach.
All right, congratulations. Now, Alan, you really have the benefit of seeing two go ahead. Your spot to be perfect. And he also has his family Bible and his wife holding the Bible for him. I, Alan Oliver. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of my office as commissioner for the town of Cary Beach.
As commissioner of the town of Cary Beach.
Absolutely. That's great.
Thank you.
Madam, thank you. Jim, thank you.
My pleasure.
Gentlemen, would you take your seats? Okay, now we will continue the order of business to define the roles and responsibilities of this council. The first action will be, do I have any council motions for the mayor pro tem for the next 2 years?
I'll make a motion, Commissioner Hagler, mayor pro tem for the next 2 years.
Any discussion?
I'll second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Congratulations, Mr. Hagler.
Thank you very much, sir.
Second order of business, council appointment to the building commissioner as liaison for building inspections department. Do I have any motions for a representative liaison?
Make a motion to appoint Joseph Whitley.
Second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Congratulations, Mr. Whitley. Now, those are the only two that require the council. The rest are up to me. Now, I would tell you that I thought long and hard about the openings, and I thought long and hard about the capabilities of the men aside of me, their backgrounds, their depth of service, either in the government or to this town, and their knowledge base in their professional careers. With all that in mind, I have determined the following. The council appointment of two council members to serve on the Curry Beach and Carolina Beach Sewer Authority will be Mr. David Hagler and Mr. Joseph Whitley. The appointments... Oh, I need a motion for that? Okay. You know, I'm a newbie, almost. Okay.
Make a motion that Mr. Whitley join me representing Curry Beach and the Carolina Beach Curry Beach Sewer Authority.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. It does say council appointment, so I was just usurping my authority here, I guess. Okay. So the... yeah, let's not... That shouldn't happen too often. Mayor appointments for department head liaisons. Administration and Recreation, Nancy, I am going to be liaison to your department. Finance, Alan, with your background, I would like you to be the liaison to finance. The fire department, our largest organization, as well as a temporary organization that we have during the summertime, I would like Mr. Ellen, okay, if you would please be liaison to the fire department. For the police department, Mike, I'm going to take the police department, so I'll have a pleasure working with you. Public Works, Mr. Hagler,
yes, sir.
We'll be consistent with that.
Thanks, Sonny. Nice. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Wow.
He's doing evaluation, David.
Yes, thank you.
The mayor appointments for committee liaisons, community center, I will maintain my role as a liaison to the community center committee. Joint committee chairpersons, I'm leaving that open. For the marketing committee, John, I would ask that you take the marketing committee.
Okay.
Planning and zoning commission, Mr. Whitley, since you have the building inspections department, you should be the planning and zoning liaison. Shoreline access and beach protection. That has been my responsibility for the last 4 years. I will stay involved with that, but I want somebody who's going to have 4 years longevity. That is a crucial part of what we have to do for our town. Mr. Oliver, I would like you to take that responsibility. For non-town committees, Council of Governments, Mr. Oliver Allen, that is going to be for you. The land use plan study with the Department of Defense will be with you, Mr. Whitley.
I make a motion for all of these. Do you need a motion, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to wait till you get all four and then we'll make one motion?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, sir.
We'll do that. So, MPO Advisory Committee, we have interested candidates, but we do have to open that for town candidates, and we'll see what type of participation we get. We also will do that for the MPO Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee. The Advisory Board, another crucial part of our service. Mr. Allen, I would like you to take that responsibility. So you will go from the Citizens Board to the Advisory Board.
Okay.
Yeah, just about something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection will be with Joe Whitley. You keep that from last year. The TDA, which is the Tourism Development Authority, I will take that responsibility. Cape Fear Disability Commission is with resident Dustin Robinson, who had just been appointed in October. And the MPO Technical Coordinating must be an employee. And Nancy Avery, I would ask that you maintain that role.
So you ready for a motion now?
Well, we have one other.
Yes, sir.
The council designation of three members of council as banking signatories. Generally the mayor, myself, Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Hagler, and I would like the third signator to be John Ellen, just as a control point, since we have Mr. Oliver doing the liaison to finance. Now,
okay.
We have a motion.
Okay, so make a motion that Mr. Oliver serve as the Council of Governments representative. Mr. Whitley serve as the Fort Fisher State Recreation Area Advisory. We've left open the MPO Citizens Advisory and MPO Bicycle and Pedestrian Committees. Mr. Ellen as the MPO Advisory Board is the elected official. Mr. Whitley is the Shoreline. Is that Porch Waterway and Beach? Right. You call it Shoreline, but Porch Waterway and Beach Commission? Correct?
Allen has that one.
I'm sorry, Allen.
Allen has that one.
You added one. And the TDA to be the mayor.
Right.
And the one last thing, the MPO Technical Coordinating person remains Nancy Avery. And the three designated members of council as banking signatories are the mayor, myself, and Mr. Allen. So moved.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Just to quickly, I'll have Admin and Recreation, Police Department, TDA with Ann Brodsky, Signatory Authority, and Community Center. Mr. Allen, you'll have the Advisory MPO, the Fire Department, the Signator, and the Marketing Committee. Mr. Oliver, you will have Finance, Liaison to the Project Management for the Construction, Ports and Waterways, and Council of Governments. Mr. Whitley, you will have Building and Inspections, Planning and Zoning, Sewer Authority, Shoreline Access, and the Land Use Study, and Fort Fisher Advisory. And Mr. Hagler, you will be the Mayor Pro Tem, handle Public Works, be a Signator, and the Sewer Authority.
Yes, sir.
So that closes the summary of the appointments for our government. Next item is the annual council retreat. We have some suggested dates based on the availability of the community center. Do I have any discussion on this or preferences on the dates identified? 3 in January, 2 in February.
Friday would be best for me.
Friday would be best for you?
So that takes count of three. Any Friday that the rest of council?
Is Friday good for the rest of council? John?
I mean, the 2nd or the 9th or...
The 26th, the 2nd.
26th, 2nd, or the 9th.
One of those three.
I would prefer not the 2nd.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. We can narrow it down, so we have two. Anybody have a problem with the 26th or the 9th?
Whichever one's good.
Okay, well then we shall go with January 26th, and we'll give ourselves a little time in case we have some problems talking about the budget and our plans. Okay, so January 26th, do I have a motion?
Make a motion that we set January 26th as the annual council retreat. Do we have a time, Nancy Norman? Is that 8 a.m.?
Usually.
At 8 a.m.
Can't do 9.
Do I have a second?
I'll say it.
Okay, we have a second. Any discussion? I guess we're done with discussion. Therefore, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All right. Moving on to commissioner items. There are none listed, but do we have any commissioner items or commissioner statements?
I did have one.
Yes.
The CAC, Citizens Action Committee, is meeting this Wednesday. Would you like me to go? I resigned from that position officially. I can have the other gentleman go that attended the last time.
He understands
that he's not appointed yet. But
that meeting is open to all citizens, so anybody can go. But if you would go represent the town as the last individual so designated, I would appreciate that. Any other commissioner items?
So I'd just like to echo the mayor's statements about service. So for all the people out there that do serve or have served in the past, what I'm getting ready to say is something you probably understand. For our citizens that never had, it's definitely an honor to serve you, but it's also a challenge. And I would say that both having sat beside, actually between the two, the mayor and the commissioner that just left, it's been an honor to work with the two of them. They have worked tirelessly for the town and for you. I would say that I haven't agreed with either one of them on everything, and I'm sure they haven't agreed with me on everything. But I can say that they have definitely represented you well. And as we close this meeting and go next door to celebrate, thank them for their service. Because I can tell you, Craig was exactly right. They didn't do it for the money. You can look at our budget and see they didn't do it for the money. And I can tell you, having worked with them during hurricanes, in meetings all over the county, in council meetings when none of you were here and there was really more employees of the town here than anyone else, they were always prepared, they were always working hard, and whether we agreed or disagreed, they were working for what they thought was best for the town. So whichever way the election went for you personally, whether you're happy or not, you should thank them for their service. And we should feel fortunate that there are people willing to step up and serve the town, including both of them. So please seek them out and please thank them, because they've worked for you for 7 years, or in Jim's case, 14 years. I can't even do the math that high. And so, you know, as we go over there to celebrate, thank your new ones, and they don't know what they've gotten themselves into yet. They're probably figuring that out, but definitely thank the ones that have left. And thank you for coming tonight. It's great to see a crowd in here for a change. The last time we used it for a while. That's all I have, sir.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn, sir.
Second.
All right. We're adjourned. Please join us next door for...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
For some food and libation of your choice.
And we'll all just stand.
Stand? I got to stand next to Joe. It makes me look like I'm sitting.
Me too. Don't do that. I got get your three-quarter turns and look better.
Okay, I'm going to do it my beer off. So it's
going to collect.
Oh, okay.
It's just right next door.
Yeah, just
Mr. Mayor, congratulations.
Thank you very much. So we'll be looking for you to jump in.
Mr. Mayor,
pro
tem.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. guys got to stay for your pictures.
Hey, Nancy, do you want that? I just thought it'd be easier to put that down.
With that down, yeah, we definitely.
Hey, should we all get new pictures for the website?
Yeah, because you're in suits.
We're all doing ones, and you get one at a time. One at a time.
You can't go, yeah, let her take your picture.
All right.
In the chair or standing? No, one of each of us, because they're going to be looking so nice when they go soft. I know. We're going to try to keep it that way. It's all his fault. Craig, you're first.
I'm first. All right.
No, no. Another one. She's got to get a bridge. And then she'll get a bridge. Yeah. Okay. I guess we're group first.
Group first.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Nancy, now are you an individual?
You've been an individual. It's good.
This is Carter. Good for it. The microphone didn't get out of there. Oh, yeah.